Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and we restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super itch. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest.
We waiting
the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like the living forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Be patient. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at?
Where you
people
at?
Waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking.
Listen.
Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer.
Yeah.
Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers.
Yeah.
IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
let's go.
We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. The recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Friday,
Fantabulous Earth, Friday, December 28, 2018. Yours truly, Ray Wren 98 here, along with...
Good morning, TNT. Here we are, once again. Didn't really expect to be here today, but here we are. So let's get it started, Ray.
Let's see. Well, no intel updates have gone out since we last chatted, which was, Monday? I think we bypassed Wednesday. It was a quiet day, nothing going on. So
there's really no intel, is that what you're saying?
Well, none happened that I sent out any updates on. So, let me see. Here's a Monday update on December the 24th. Oh, we talked about that on Monday, though, on the Monday call. So.
All right, before we get started, let me just say this. The guy who does the introduction, you know the part right before we start the call? The guy who sent that in? You know
mm-hmm.
who that is? Oh,
yes.
Okay. All right. We need to have him do the introduction when we start doing the events.
Oh, we want him to do
it
live.
I just wanted to mention that. I didn't know if Yeah. Like you see the car commercial where the guy is in the car and he does the commercial while they're riding around? Yeah, I just thought about that. All right. Here we go, guys. There is no immediate information. None. We came on the call to tell you that. I've talked to Iraq. Some people still think this is going to happen by the end of the month because that was their deadline. But they feel there's a good possibility for it to. And they're just waiting. They're saying the same thing they said at the beginning of the month. We're still there?
Yes, we're still here.
Okay. All right. Got quiet. It got quiet when you muted yours. All right. And that is that this is supposed to happen by the end of the month. So I'm going to say, let's hope that it does. The banks have nothing right now. None of the banks, they're not hyped. They're not on standby. They have no rates on their screen. None. Like everybody has just stopped and is waiting for something to happen. We just don't know what it is. Iraq has no changes. Now, I was just debating with you guys about 15, 20 minutes ago where people were saying that they have already implemented the tariffs and the taxes. And nobody I know paying any tariffs or taxes in Iraq or any goods at the markets or anywhere else because I know that's out there. It was supposed to go into effect on January the 1st. Supposed to go into effect on January the 1st with the new budget, with a new rate. And right now at this moment, that's what we're looking for. So as usual, with Iraq, with this situation, things happen. So what has happened? Actually, the world has gone to hell in a handbasket in the last 30 days, right? So this might be more than everybody wants to hear, but there's so many different things going on, and they all center around the U.S. government. I mean, it's total chaos going on right now in the financial market, as well as everything else in so many different countries, and it's gotten more political in the last month than anything. Now, how does that affect what's going on? Because what is going on in Iran, in Iraq, in Saudi Arabia with the price of oil? Oil was supposed to be at $100 a barrel in January. That's where it was projected to be at. Iraq wrote their budget at $56. All year, they've been saying how much extra money they had because the price of oil was up. Well, oil is now down to what? $46. Which basically wipes out their budget that they spent the whole year doing. And even though they just voted on it, did the second reading on it, now they have to go and make an adjustment to the $46. Is that going to be done by the 1st of January is the real question. Is that number going to be changed? Are they going to do it? Is the budget going to be in the Gazette to go into effect? Does that even matter with the RV? Of course it matters, because that's what's going to set the rate to start with. And they need to know what that rate is going to be. So now we're looking at the budget. We're looking at the price of oil. But we're looking at all the rest of the chaos that's attached to it that drove the price back down and will it go back up. So that's just one factor in does this go through by the 1st of January. If does the budget go through, do they have a rate they can do it? We still say they don't need the ministers. They want the ministers. They don't need the ministers. Now, if they really, really needed them or really, really wanted them, they wouldn't keep submitting the same names for the last 6 weeks, 8 weeks. They wouldn't have moved the vote till January the 8th, where every year they have tried to do the RV, first part of January, within the first 15 days. But we know right now on January the 8th, they are submitting the same names again. Well, as of this morning, it's the exact same names that they're supposed to vote on again, trying to force something through that they haven't been able to force through for the last 6 to 8 weeks, which makes no sense to anybody. You're going to have to change the names to get anybody voted in or some final result, unless something else happens, which means total chaos. So we wait. We know it's going to happen. We just don't know when. We know there's still a possibility for it to happen by the 1st because they don't legally need the ministers, because 2 days ago they announced once again that Iraq was stable and secure. They made a public announcement that the country is now stable and secure once again, exactly what CBI and the government wanted in order to do the RV. So everything is there and in place. Nobody's excited. There's no bank rates on the screens. So, you know, the bank's not doing anything. Nobody's on restriction. You don't expect anything over the holidays. They don't expect it. Iraqis still expect something by the 31st, something over there, because that was a date they were given, not publicly on television, but people involved in the process, and that it needs to be done by the 31st. Now, I'm going to say that's half of them, because that is some people over there. There are other people over there that think it's going to be the first quarter. So it's mass confusion. What I'm not going to do is do what I've been seeing a whole lot of, with these guys coming on telling you it's tonight at 5 and we're getting the 800 numbers, you know, in 48 hours and you know, these people being paid out. I heard that there's paymasters telling everybody they're getting paid next week. And it could be just by the 31st. But there's nobody else prepared to do anything out there like that. So I'm not going to tell you that it's happening because we haven't been notified. I will tell you there's only 5, and I verify that. Again, there's only 5 groups or gurus out there that are on the list to get the 800 numbers and to activate what has to happen with the people. And so far, I haven't seen any of those 5 announce that this is happening tomorrow. I've seen a bunch of them out there saying it is happening, it's happening this day, but they're not the 5 that's on the list. I know that much. So I don't know where they're getting it from, but they're getting it, all right? So this is just going to be a little update because nothing's happening right here at the moment for us to get excited. That could change Saturday, Sunday, or Monday. It's the 31st, but right now, this is where we're at. It's still the end of the year. January is only, a couple days away. Then we're live and we're ready to go again because for the last 4 years, they have tried to do the RV between the 1st and 15th of January. 4 years in a row. And I think this is our year. All right, Ray, what's going on?
Okay, guess that'll do it for now. Do we hear some questions? And take it from there. And
okay.
There's an elephant in the room, but we're going to get to that. I can see in one of the questions it is coming up, since you didn't bring it up. But we'll get to it.
Well, let's get to them. We're giving them peanuts or we going for a ride? Let's get to them.
Let's see here. First question, Lena. Tony, you have stated that Article 140 has been implemented in Iraq. I have been trying to research that implementation, but have been unsuccessful in doing so. Can you tell me where I could find that intel? Apparently, Lena doesn't believe yours.
If I found it, it had to be an article out there, so that's where you're going to have to go look at the articles, or go into the forum, and I'm just going to throw it under the bus, but going in and ask Tish or one of the other people who post, because they usually know where all that is. All right.
Okay.
What's next?
BP says, when was this? Oh, this was today's question. All right. They were asking about the tweet. Does it have anything to do with the RV? So that had to be that one you sent out yesterday. Okay, let's see. Jim and KC. Number one, Tishwar posted an article about Iraq wanting to amend the 2019 budget to reflect lower price per barrel. There is a proposal submitted by Parliament to reduce the price by $40 to $46. Any idea how much this might lower our exchange for the dinar?
No, but it is what I was just talking about that they're trying to do. But I don't know what the rate is still going to be over $3, $3.71 where it was supposed to come in at. At $56 a barrel, the rate was going to be higher. So we're still at $3.71 or $3.50, $3.71 at $46. So it's a good rate.
Okay. On a Wednesday call about 2 weeks ago, you said you had more information that your contacts did not want you to disclose at that time. Is now the time to tell us what was said?
I'm trying to think what it was even that I was supposed to not talk about. Because we had so much information, so much has happened. It was about the cards. It was about the rate that they were getting in Kurdistan. It should have been reflected in Iraq. We thought within 2 to 3 days.
Well, whatever it was, it's changed now. So that's why now's not the time to tell them, because it's changed anyway.
Wait a minute. It might have been how much he got, but I did say over $4 million. That might have been in. But anyway, because that hasn't changed. He still got it.
Oh. Yeah, that's right.
All right. Yeah.
All right. Haystack says, Ray or Tony, some gurus are saying PTOUS. That's what is that?
President of the United States.
Yeah, he spelled it. Yeah, spelled it backwards.
Oh, yeah, he spelled it now.
What about POTUS? Okay, saying POTUS met with Iraq officials, while news reports are saying Trump snubbed the Iraq officials. Do we know the truth?
We do know the truth. Supposedly Trump did alert Mahdi, at least, that he was coming without anybody else being put on notice for him to come in. The rest of the government officials were offended by that. Mahdi didn't stand up for him. He did say he told me he was coming. You guys know, and if you don't know, Trump hasn't gone over there a lot of places because he thinks that somebody wants to assassinate him. That's his thing right now. That if he went over to a war zone or left the country, that there would be an assassination attempt. And I ain't going to say he's wrong. I'm just going to say that's what he was scared of. If you guys read the articles and everything, all right, they did do a night flight for him. It was no lights, everything, so he could sneak in. He was only there for 3 hours. It is not the way that you normally make an official visit to a country. Everybody knows that. There's a welcoming ceremony. There's a whole lot of things, dinners, everything else. None of that happened because of the way they went in. He was invited. They could not agree with the location because as a president, Marty says, you come to us like we go to the White House. You know, we don't go to New York airport meeting. Trump wanted him to come to the base because he didn't want to go out in the country because he felt threatened. And so they couldn't agree. So they had a phone call instead of the official meeting that they're supposed to have. A lot of people didn't like it. They thought Trump was invading their space by just showing up in their country without fanfare and doing things the way he wanted to do it instead of following protocol like you do in every other country. So, yes, a bunch of them feel disrespected, a bunch of their parliament members. And this is the effect of that, guys. You know, sometimes people just do things without thinking. But already Parliament, for months now, has been trying to get the U.S. out of Iraq. For months now, they've been saying, this is an invasion now because you're not helping us. Get them out. Curtis Sanders has been the ones who've been backing us staying in. And actually, Abadi and Mahdi have been backing us staying in, going against everything else. But Maliki, Iran, the street force, all wanted the U.S. all out of Iraq. We don't need you anymore. Well, now they just added fuel to the fire. Because now that whole conversation has started up all over again with more of them, with now with them scheduling meetings to take votes and everything to get the U.S. out of Iraq. And they're using this as the fuel for that fire. Because he just came in here and disrespected our sovereignty and just going to come and do what he wants, how he wants in our country. And they didn't like that. So that's why you're seeing all the news articles out. And if there's an idiot or jackass out there telling you that's not true, it's absolutely true. It's all over their television everywhere that they're really upset about. Now, Mahdi's not upset about it because he knew. Abadi is actually making public announcements about it. So then, and all the news articles are, Maliki's taking advantage of it. The Iranian ambassador has come over there making a big noise about how Trump disrespected Iraqi people and their problem, and that's why they need to go. So again, it's just a big buildup. And it was all for 3 hours. But does that add to what we're looking at? Because that's a big question. Does it affect the RV in any way? Does it hold anything back? And that we have yet to see. So it shouldn't have because it's not financial. But it does give them what we're seeing so much of over here and there was a distraction. Something else to look at to hold it up. So, all right, good question. Bunch of articles out there, but that's what's really going on.
Yeah, didn't they supposedly propose a bill in Parliament to vote on it to remove us out of Iraq?
They did, because that's it. It's just adding fuel to the fire. Yep, exactly what they're doing. They want to do it during the next parliamentary session. The bill is being written, but they want to vote on it. But it's something we couldn't do without, like a whole lot of other things we could have done without. keep this going. All right, what's next?
Sunstar says, are the banks still training the Iraqi people on banking and new currency?
Are the banks still training? Oh, you mean over there? We've heard nothing about it. They've gone through it. They used to be putting out articles every month, you're right, about their training sessions, about how many banks were trained and everything else. But we're telling you they're ready. They even put more exchange locations out in the street 2-3 weeks ago, and I tell you these on every corner because they were ready to go, and they didn't. But it could be just like anything else, like we are. It's the holidays. Nothing's going on over there. They're going to wait and see. Either they're going to go with this thing at the end of the month, or we're going to see it the first 15 days in January. Something's going to happen. Okay.
Sounds good. Are the Iraqi people still receiving any currency training? Okay. Any updates from your contacts on new dinar notes and fills in circulation?
No. No talk of any new notes being released or anything else. Again, they were prepared for it. They were putting people out on the street. It didn't happen then. We'll wait and see if it happens by the end of the month. I actually don't see it, guys, because nobody's doing anything. We're not hearing anything. And there's too much chaos going on in the market right now. And we all know why that happened, which, again, I really want to express my feelings about it, but I'm not going to. But we can see what, you know, a few words, misplaced words, just opening your mouth where you can't just sit and be quiet for a week or a month so things can progress, can turn everything upside down and affect, you know, it's a domino effect. And you got to, because now nobody knows what's going to happen. I mean, the banks don't know what's going to happen because what's happening with the market, what's happening with the price of oil. And it's just causing confusion for everybody. And now everybody's just holding. Wait a minute. Is this going to crash? Is the bottom going to fall out because two idiots can't keep their mouth closed long enough for the market to make an adjustment? And now everybody has to wait and see. But, all right, go ahead. I don't want to go off on the market. But.
Okay.
Yeah,
you
know what happened.
All right. Papito, I think I pronounced that correctly, 3891424 says, are we still looking for dong to be revalued along with the dinar? Yep.
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay, let's take it to the live side. 865 area code, you are on.
Appreciate your taking the call and doing the call this afternoon, guys. Do have just a couple of questions for you. There's a lot of kind of chitter-chatter going on. I was hoping that you might have made a reference to it, dealing with the possibility of Prime Minister Mahdi actually coming to Washington sometime this weekend. Did your sources allude at all to anything of that possibility?
He's supposed to be here on January the 4th.
Okay.
I don't know about this weekend, but
okay.
I do know January the 4th.
Okay. And that would be as an official type, not unofficial, correct?
It's supposed to be an official visit. It's supposed to discuss the Iranian sanctions and giving Iraq more exceptions to the sanctions.
Okay. Okay. You did, in your commentary, at least say the name Maliki. Any idea of his, how strong of a role he's still continuing to play, or is he still doing the CYA routine? And when all of this is ended, he may find himself facing justice in the courts or just try to escape the country. Are they saying anything, or is he just really kind of blowing smoke and mirrors to continue to do a CYA routine?
I think he's still doing the CYA, but he's and he's still working with Iran to get the influence that they need in the Iraqi government, which will give them that. And it has to be through that integrity position so they don't investigate him. Kind of like, don't take this the wrong way, but kind of like Nunes did for Trump in Congress, you know? Just, okay, we're going to look at this, but not look at this. We're going to do this, we're not going to do this, you know? And as a Republican, I mean, that's what he's supposed to do. So how do you say his name? Because you don't like Maliki. You want to call him Malachi? Okay. So he says, I need my guy to be in there to protect me, so I at least know I got that much longer before anybody attempts to do anything and then try to kick the can down the road. That's all he's trying to do. They know they have the information. They know he let them into Mosul. They know he told the military guys to put their arms down and walk away. So all that's there, he just can't be prosecuted until there's somebody in that office to prosecute.
Okay. And lastly, of course, given this is their Friday and mosque messages and that sort of thing, what are your folks saying the attitude of the people are, the fact that they are calm at this point, or is there kind of seething underneath that their currencies aren't doing what they were expecting by this point?
Okay. So that in of itself will let us know that the people know something we don't, because they're not rioting. It's with the exception of Basra. They're not in the streets, you know, burning things down. They're not threatening the government. Now, it could just be that, you know, everybody's out drinking eggnog because it's the holidays. They're just too happy.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be they know what to expect and they're letting it go through. Now, I got some that are absolutely upset personally about the ministers not being done, because they don't think they're going to see it until the ministers are done. But nobody is so upset that they're rioting in the street. In Basra they are, but it's about what's going on in their community and their local government, not what's going on in Parliament.
Okay. Good enough. Well, hopefully come New Year's Eve on Monday, there won't be a need for a call of this sort. We will already have had something happen. If not, we'll wish you a happy New Year at that point. But again, thank you for doing the call this afternoon and bringing us up to date. 10 days from whenever, that's going to be our TNT Pay It Forward Super Fantastic or Pay It Forward project. Looking forward to that opportunity. And again, thanks so much.
All right,
appreciate
thanks.
It. Have a great
All
day.
Right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
You too. Great
Bye-bye.
Weekend. All right.
312 area code. You are on.
Well, good afternoon, Mr. Rayburn. How are you, sir?
Hello. I am Fantabula, sir, to the nth degree. And yourself?
I'm doing wonderful. And good morning, Tony. How you doing, sir?
I am super fantastic. How are you?
I'm good. I'm doing real
okay.
good. Guess what?
What?
Yes, I'm in your home state.
Oh, you
and
you're are?
Not here. Yeah.
What y'all doing? Eating barbecue?
No.
I said, Ray get a lot of business here. There's some other people that are there, too.
Well, yeah, I remember he invited you to the old Christmas party. You didn't go.
Oh, I forgot. You guys are having that? Is that tonight?
Tonight.
Oh. I forgot. You guys are having a Christmas party tonight. So, how many people showed up? 60 or
600? Well, we not. Well, no RVs. I think you can count out the 600.
Right.
Oh.
No RVs.
And we had to cancel the pig chase.
Oh, no pig chase. Well, wait.
No.
Can I give out the location of where the party's at?
Yeah.
No.
All right.
Do that.
Okay. Since last time I messed up.
but my question was, let me get this down to business. I know people scratching the chalkboard now. You said you feel really good. They've been trying to pass this every year for the last 4 years, the 1st to the 15th. What makes this, I mean, I know all what's been going on over there. I do see all that, keep up with the articles. But what in particular makes this any different from the end of 1 year to the beginning of the next?
Good question. Really a great question. I think we're more informed. They are. I think the people have been more informed. Iraq has been putting more information out there about doing it now. I think the banks over there are ready. Iraq is international. I don't care what a jackass tells you. You can go to the banks. You can exchange it. They're going by the rate. You can see the movements on Forex. They put out a whole list of other countries that they are now exchanging with. The MasterCard, Visa card are international. They can use them over here and in other countries, which means there has to be an exchange rate for them to do that. So none of that was there as far as last year or, you know, what the rates were there. I think all the information that they put out with the people, the training, the build up to this time, and the fact that there's nothing else that has been required. I mean, because again, the ministers aren't required, they're just optional for people to feel good. They could be just waiting for the end of the month, and that's why they just use that as an excuse for the last 2 months, for 3 months by not changing the names. I know the goal was by the end of the year. So I got my guys at TBI, who I've been talking to for years. I didn't just make them up this year like some people and finally got a contact there and everything. I've all been saying that it's over. But they said it was over a month, 2 months ago, and the rates were changing, and we don't know what they're waiting for. They're just waiting to make the announcement. So we've known that for 2 months. They're just waiting to make the announcement. So something political is pushing it off, not something that they're required to do. Same thing with the banks over here, the committee, everybody's on the same table saying it's done. We're just waiting for the announcement. January felt like it should be the announcement. But again, chaos has been brought onto the entire world, uncertainty of what's going on, and it changes day to day that is causing everybody to be in a standstill, and especially the market lately, because like I said, people just say asinine things without even thinking about the effects of what they're saying or what they're doing, and the market drives the world whether we want to believe it or not.
Yes, sir.
You know, this is the worst December since 2008, if you guys didn't know that. So, which was the last downfall. We had the worst days since the recession. There's too much uncertainty in the market to do that, especially with what's going on with the banks. So all that causes a problem. All that causes, wait a minute, because we're looking to make this announcement. They're looking for the market to go up. They're looking for this rate to go crazy, and they're not going to do it at a time that people are uncertain, because regardless if it does or not, everybody's just going to be standing still waiting to see what happens. That's not the time to do this. It just isn't. Even though we want it to be, it's not. The time is on an upswing, and the last 3 days has been a ridiculous swing. But there's people who have lost their entire fortunes, you know, this week, and some of them aren't going to get them back.
Typically, when we have a down curve in the market like this, when what is the projected, or can it even be projected turnaround for the upswing for the side going back up? Is there some way that we can look at and calculate that?
You know, typically there is, because it goes down so far and then it goes back up. But right now, you can't, because every other day somebody is saying some jackass comment that's, oh my God, now what? You don't know now this and now that. And there's so much uncertainty because there's no rhyme or reason. There's no forecast. What are you trying to get accomplished here? And there's no answer. It's just, look, here, I'm this today, this, this, this. Or that is the answer. I'm trying to create chaos over here so you guys don't look over here. That's what I'm trying to do. And it's working. So we have to see
very
which
well.
One it really is. Yeah.
Wow. Well, do you think this could be the typical quiet before the storm? Everything is so quiet and not moving, banks not doing anything. Could this be like the quiet and all of a sudden, whoosh, it's here? Even with all that's going on in the market, I mean, that's not probable, but I think it may be possible.
Okay, this is the storm right now. The market's still going down. Okay, the global economy is in the
storm
right now. Now, this is the storm before the sunshine. Yeah, see,
okay.
Is this the storm? I mean, if it gets any worse, then it's going to be more than us, more than investors. It's going to be the general public. So I look at this right now, guys, so you know. If this even, what's going on here, government shutdown in the U.S., there's a bunch of people not getting paid on Tuesday. Over 800,000 people are not getting paid on Tuesday. Some of those federal jobs affect other jobs. I'm looking at people, I don't care if it's both sides, or one side, saying it's okay, they'll get paid later. Just like they did last time. Well, later doesn't pay my car payment on the first. Later doesn't pay my mortgage payment. Later doesn't pay my credit cards on the first. Oh, you're going to pay me later. Then I can go back and pay all those. Okay. You're going to give me my paycheck, two paychecks down the road, three paychecks down the road. I can go back and pay all those. Well, who pays all my late fees? That's what I want to know. Where does that come from?
Right.
Who goes back and fix my credit record because now I'm late on mortgage payments 2 months in a row, car payments 2 months in a row, credit cards 2 months in a row? How do we fix all that? Do we say the government made me do it, so wipe it out? No. I don't like, and I can say this specifically, when Trump comes on and says it's okay because most of them are Democrats anyway. I just couldn't even believe he even said something like that. They're Americans. They're U.S. citizens that are getting hurt. And he says it's okay because most of them are Democrats. Guys, nobody expects your president to say something like that. That was just crazy. Good.
Yes,
sorry.
Sir.
I'm trying
not to get
political or private. Sorry. But we're looking
it's
at
hot.
What's happening around the world. Yeah. All right. Okay,
that's
what's
it.
Next?
That's it. That was my train of thought. I appreciate you and you guys doing the call today, and you always being here. You promised to stick here with us to the end, and you are certainly fulfilling that promise day by day, each call, and all that you do on the outside to even do the call. And Mr. Ray Wren, he's just fierce every day. So just appreciate you, and if I don't talk to you before, Happy New Year. We may or may not have a call on Monday, may or may not need to. I don't know. But just in case you don't, have a Happy New Year and bring it in safely. Thank you very much.
All right. So somebody just sent me a tweet and said, we don't talk politics, remember? And I said that before. I try not to talk politics at all. I am trying to talk about, because he just said that part, what is happening here that's affecting the financial markets and why there's a possibility we haven't seen what we've been waiting for. The price of oil has been steady going down from where the height it was. It's being caused by things that are political and financial in nature, unfortunately. And we have to see where they stop at. All right, one other thing. For everybody that's going to the Christmas party tonight, Calvin is going to be there at the Christmas party. So you guys need to look for Calvin. He's actually the guy who wrote the TNT song.
him and his group.
Yes.
He's going to be at the party. So you guys should enjoy meeting him there, okay?
Thank you.
All right, Ray?
Thank you.
All right.
All right.
You guys have a good night at the party. All right, now.
We will.
Ray, you there?
Yes. All right. 440, you're on.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm pretty good, man. Glad that you're taking my call. And I guess I'm sure you've spoken about this in the past, but tell me again what our Treasury Department has to do with Iraq and their revaluation of their currency.
Well, it's not just the revaluation of their currency, but most of the laws and things in their country were set up by us during the war when we signed our agreement, that there's certain requirements they would meet before they could revalue their currency. We set those requirements.
Okay.
Once we feel that country is has met those requirements, then we authorize it to go. U.S. has veto power over that. Now, even though we have done that, or they wouldn't be international, they wouldn't let the rate go back on, they still have an RV because of the fight between the ministers and who's actually going to influence Iraq. So while they let them go all the way up to the point of being international, they haven't let them change their rate yet because of that.
Hmm. And I'm sure there were a lot of stipulations and so on, but have they all been met, or some of them met, or any of them met?
We think they've all been met, except for fully having the government. Now, we can say that. Everybody has congratulated them on completing their government. Trump just did it. I mean, Mathis did it. Pompeo did it before. All the other countries have called and congratulated them on completing their government. Yet we say their government isn't complete because they haven't chosen these ministers. So why did everybody call and congratulate them, post all these articles about them completing their government? Because they know who it's going to be, and they know why they're stalling to make the announcement for the RV, or because they're still fighting over who they're going to be. If you're still fighting over them, just think about it, and it's a decision. Why do you keep submitting the same names over and over again, right? Because that's insanity, right? Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. So we've been waiting for the ministers to be voted on for 6-8 weeks now, and every time they get ready to vote, it's the same names. And people get out and walk out. I don't care if you're in the sixth grade. By the third, fourth, and fifth time, you know I got to put a different name on the board, or everybody's just going to get up and walk out. So what's the purpose of it? They're intentionally kicking it down the road until when? The end of this month? For the first part of January, what were they looking at? Why were they doing it? Was it the price of oil going down from $70 a barrel down to where it is now, 46? And they were waiting for an uptrend in order to do this? What was the driving force behind it? So those are the things that we have to look at and really try to figure out. And then what's going on, okay? Is it the sanctions? They wanted to see how Iraq was going to handle Iran. There's a lot of different things to look at. But I'll tell you what, you can look at any of them, and they all will stem from the U.S.
What did you say about it all stems from the U.S.?
Every situation I just went through stems from the U.S.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess I don't understand how the folks are even living over there. They can't get anything or buy anything or it just doesn't make a lot of sense how they can live in poverty and what I mean, this may be not a question can be answered, but what is the government operating on? What kind of money are they operating on? How are they even functioning and keeping the lights on?
Okay. So do you get the tweets? You do get the tweets?
I do, yeah.
At the end of this call, I'm going to tweet out something to you guys about Iraq. It's a video of how they're living in Iraq. And it's going to wipe out everything you just asked me.
Okay.
At the end of this call, you're going to get it. You want to see how they're living? I'm going to show you exactly how they're living in Iraq.
All right.
Okay? All right. You'll be surprised.
And I don't plan on doing this, but if I wanted to, could I buy a ticket and go to Iraq?
Absolutely. It's not on restriction. You can go over there. I probably wouldn't, but you can go over there.
Yeah, I'm like I said, I'm not planning on going over there, but okay, well, I've been waiting longer than you have. So I had a daughter when I started into this, and now she's almost 16. So
does that mean she's still not your daughter? Is she changing something else?
Yes.
You had a baby, and now she's 16. Okay. I got it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
All right. It's almost over.
Almost
over. All right. Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Well,
okay.
Bye.
Bye. 360 area code. You're on.
Yeah. Good morning. Good afternoon, gentlemen. How you doing?
Good afternoon.
All right. Super fan.
To the nth degree.
Yeah, I'm curious because it seems to me I'm remembering back when the prediction of when this thing was about to happen would be preceded by a series of events, one of them being a significant devaluation of the U.S. dollar. And it seems to me that the value of the dollars, given the latest occurrences, has to have been affected to the point that there should be some drop in it. Although I think, Tony, you've in the past said that you didn't think it would be 30%, but it would be less than that. So I guess my question is that if this economic turmoil, which ultimately the RV is supposed to correct the downsides of it, of the manipulation of currency and so forth, we then should be celebrating the idea that right now the economy has not done well, and that if that prophecy was true, that this is just means we're that much closer to the RV. What do you think?
We are that much closer to the RV for sure, and you're absolutely correct. If you look at all the news today against other countries, the dollar has gone down and is sliding against other countries. But it will be more than just the dollar, because it's 190 countries involved, and there will be adjustments all over the place. Everybody's going to adjust some. The dollar is never going to lose 30% value in one day, 1 week, or you're right, our economy has crashed and will crash, and we'll be okay because we'll have more dollars it won't be worth anything, but we'll have more of them. So that's for sure than everybody else will. So it's not what we were actually looking for. It wasn't supposed to negatively affect an entire region or country by doing the GCR, but we were supposed to reap a benefit from it. Everybody else not even supposed to notice that it's occurring, to tell you the truth, because it's occurring everywhere, which kind of balances it out a little bit. So I'm looking at it. I'm not celebrating today because everything is negative and it's continuing to go down, not up. And it may happen throughout the end of the year. And then we have to wait for an upswing, because if oil's at $46 a day, what happens if it goes down even further? Then Iraq seriously cannot react, right? Because they're not going to. They're going to wait until the price of oil goes back up so they have a booming economy, because that's the only way it works. So the dinar is worth more so we can get more. We don't want less. We don't want to go from $3 to $2 to, you know, one-to-one return on it over here is not what we're looking for. So we're looking for oil to go back up. And there's a couple of things that have to happen before that occurs. And that's with, you know, Iraq, Iran, Saudi Arabia, everything that's happening at one time, the uncertainty in the market that's driving it down. So there's got to be some cleanup, and we hope it's occurring this week. But we'll see, because it seems like every day there's a new crisis over here. But we'll see what happens.
It seems like there's always something. And lastly, any scuttlebutt about a change in who the lead banks are going to be, might be, or might not be?
No. Nothing. No kind of adjustment at all with the bank. No kind of adjustment at all with Wells Fargo, guys. We haven't heard anything at all. They're still playing their role.
You're telepathetic, Tony, because that's what I was thinking of, whether or not there was going to be a change. And I haven't seen many Wells Fargo ads on TV lately, so maybe they're not worried about their public opinion and so forth. So anyway, gentlemen, Happy New Year to you both, and hopefully this new year will sort us into that territory that all of us look forward to. So all the best. Happy New Year to you and your families, and I guess the next time you have a call, we'll chat.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you,
sir.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
All right. Next one up, 610. Area code. You know what? You might or you might not have a fan in chat. But anyway.
Oh, really? Really?
I couldn't tell what they meant by their comment. So I don't know if you have a fan or you might not have a fan. But anyway, what's going on, sir?
I haven't been in chat, so I don't know. But anyway, good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. It's G-Man and Tudier.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's another dynamite day, ladies and gentlemen, here in the USA. And for those of you who are new to the call and those of you who didn't know, in order to keep this information superstation on the air, our donations are needed. You can do your part by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, PO Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is now available on the donation page. And if you are already familiar with and using the Cash App, you can go to $TNTSuperFantastic, click on that Cash App, and you'll be able to donate immediately. Ladies and gentlemen, our donations are needed in order to keep this information superstation on the air. Tony and Ray have been here for us all this year. They're going to be there for us in the coming months as well. So remember to donate today. You'll be very glad that you did. Tony, Ray, thank you, gentlemen. Happy New Year to you. Thank you to your families for sharing you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members still out there, making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities will be available for us post-RV. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Verification, negotiation, diversification. Protect your principal. And rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good old style North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite day.
All right. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. Okay, 805, you are on. Oh, wait a minute.
Hey, guys.
Now you're on.
Merry Christmas 3 days late.
Yeah.
Happy New Year 3 days early.
All right.
Okay.
What's,
I can work with both of those.
Yeah, exactly. Been in this for 12 years, and sometimes it gets a little depressing, but most of all, like Tony said, you know, I've always been in it to win it, so. The thing that concerned me is the position of the Kurds with this pulling out of Syria. Being that things have been really unsteady throughout the last month, how much of that affects the overall political system of Iraq in regards to what's trying to be accomplished for us? Does that make sense?
I don't know that. Yeah, I'm just thinking because you put the RV in with the politics of it. So I'm
Iraqi politics. You know, not what chaos has been occurring over here. I'm just talking about, are the Kurds so PO'd at us that everything's going to get more and more difficult? And are they the ones calling the shots now, not the Kurds, but the Iraqis, or is it the United States that is holding this thing off? You know, those are the kind of things that you know, affect – you know, when this might occur. And as we all know, like you just said about, you know, five or six callers ago, we've been expecting this to happen every January for the last 4 years. And this January is looking really good until the last 2 weeks. You know?
Right. Okay, so the Kurds are actually our biggest ally in Iraq. Okay,
the
Kurdistan region
and
the Kurds. That's why we're putting the base in. Now, we have two other bases, which we got are outside of Baghdad, more at the Syrian border, that people were completely unaware of. They didn't even know we established two other bases there already. And that is what is angering Iraqis. They were upset a little bit about the embassy base going in Kurdistan already. But now we got two more bases and getting ready to put in two more bases over there. That's what they're really getting PO'd about. And so is Iran. So not that it's really affecting the RV, it's affecting their attitude toward us because, again, they're looking at it as an invasion. But we know right now, any country that we have ever gone to war with, I'm going to say with the exception of Vietnam, we have never left. We have always established a base, always been there, and this isn't going to be any different. They're just not going to like it until they get used to it, until the country changes and people, but that's part of our agreement, again, with Iraq when the war was over, that we're going to do that. And Mahdi has already agreed with it. Abadi had agreed with it and signed off. And Kurdistan definitely has. So So we're pulling out of Syria, because that was your question. Does it affect what's going on over there? Everybody's concerned, because that's what happened in Iraq, right? Pulled out.
Right.
And Maliki let ISIS in. So now they're saying you're going to pull out of Syria. Well, ISIS is going to run right back into Iraq because you're gone. But that's why we just put up these two bases inside of Iraq, right at the border, to say they may come up to the line, but they're not coming in because now we're over here.
Yeah.
But everything that's going on over there is leading to uncertainty, and people are confused about what to do because they don't know what we're doing. Do we do this or we don't do this? Is this going to be affected? I mean, is it going to crash in 90 days because you did this? I mean, even investors are unsure with some of the things that are being done and said about what's the next move. So, again, till they see oil going back up, even though they're saying they're going to put it at $46 right now, and if they do the amendment, they can go ahead and do the RV and hope it goes up from there. What we can't afford for it to do is go down any further. But we won't be seeing this for a while. Okay.
All righty. That was my only question. Every other question was answered. Hey, have a happy New Year. Enjoy yourselves. And hopefully your guys are still saying that the 8th and the 9th are a viable day. So, all right.
And they could change the name anytime in between now and the 8th, guys. That's what I said. They have the same names on the list at this moment. But they could change between now and the 8th, and this thing could be over with. All right, thanks.
All right, thanks, you guys.
Okay. All right, sir.
Take care.
Thank you. All righty. 901 area code. You are on. 901. 901 area code. 395. Okay. 509 area code. You are on.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Hi there.
Good afternoon. Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. You?
I'm super fantastic.
Hooray.
I'm fantabulous-er to the nth degree.
Awesome. You didn't say it together. I could hear both of you at the same
Okay.
I don't know. What my question, I kind of want to go over, you said that other countries are congratulating them on a completed government, but yet they haven't made the announcement. So I'm assuming that they do have the defense and interior decided upon, voted on. We just don't have an announcement on it? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that's what I was told over a month ago. They know exactly who it's going to be. And, you know, they were not letting us know or not putting it out there yet, waiting for something. Now, I said other countries, if we read the articles, yes, have called them, other prime ministers, president. Trump, just when he was just there on the phone, congratulated them on completing their government. You've got other Pence has congratulated them on completing their government. You know, Pompeo has congratulated them on that. So what are we waiting for? If everybody's congratulating them, then why isn't it done? I said, because they do have a functional government. It is working, and that's all that's really required. So are these other two positions required? They have a functional government? No, they're not. Do they want to see them before they do the RV? Yes, because they want to know whose hand they're putting this money in, which really doesn't matter because whoever it is, they're still going to have to put the money in their hand. Whoever it is. I mean, whoever wins, they still got to put the money in their hand. So I don't know if they want to do that first and then write some new laws once they figure out who it is. Or you're just using it as, you know, the carrot and the stick, as I have said before. We're not doing it until you give us this. It's kind of, I guess, like what we're going through right now with the government shutdown, right?
Mm-hmm.
One says one thing, the other, and we're getting absolutely nowhere. And not going to get anywhere until somebody decides to make a change. That's all they're doing right now, and nobody's changing. So,
if Mahdi is coming to the White House on the 4th, do you think that might be an announcement time?
No, he's not going to make the announcements here. They're going to make the announcements in Iraq. He's not going to come here. They're never, never, ever, 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 never going to make it look like the U.S. made the decision for them. They're never, ever going to let the Iraqi people know. And I mean, if you walk in the street, the U.S. said it was okay to give you the money. This has to be a sovereign decision. Iraq making their own as they're grown. It's never going to come down to, you know, Trump going there like he did and them announcing the RV the next day because it looks like they had to have his blessing. That's not going to happen, guys.
Mm-hmm.
And people who keep telling you that, no, because then they lose all of their authority over their own people, all their own pride. Now, they're not going to do that. They're trying to be a prideful country, and look what we just accomplished on our own, not with the blessing of the U.S., even though the leaders of the world know exactly what's going on. They're never going to want their citizens to know that.
So,
I mean, would you?
No, but what I'm saying, what I'm trying to get at is if he's coming on the 4th, it could happen either before he comes or it'll have to wait till after he goes back to Iraq.
Yeah, it's not going to happen while he's here. But he's coming here to discuss the sanctions with Iran and how they can get an extension or be exempt from some of those sanctions.
Uh-huh.
Now, they sent something over here last month trying to do it. It was all denied, which made no sense. And they gave him 45 days. Now they gave him another 45 days. And he's coming to say, look, we need some permanent things here. This is a country that we need to survive, just like you need Canada and Mexico to survive. They're our neighboring country, and we're going to do business with them. And 80% of our imports come from them, and you just want us to shut them off like they don't exist? I mean, who does that make sense to? Then what do we do? I guess he's going to try to explain that face to face. We can't live by these rules you're putting out because they don't make sense.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So maybe they'll get something worked out when he's here. And then we'll
That's
see it shortly after that.
Then the vote's on the 8th. So they'll know what they're doing. And then the RV can be on the 10th. So we can be done. So let's go with it.
Well, that's what I'm waiting for. I just want their country to move on and move forward and us too. So can't go on much longer, I don't think. That's just my opinion.
Either.
Okay. Well, thank you for your explanation that kind of sets the tone. What to expect.
Yeah, we just got to wait and see what happens.
That's right. All right. Well, you guys have a... Are you going to have a call on Monday?
We don't have an RV on Sunday.
Well, you still plan on having one then?
Yeah,
it looks like
depends
it.
On
yes.
what happens at the Christmas party tonight with Ray and them. They're still around.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well... Have a great New Year's, and we'll talk to you on Monday then.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Well, you know, New Year's is till Tuesday.
Yeah.
I'm just checking to make sure.
But that Monday is New Year's Eve, right?
Right. But we'll be on, so you can come on again and then
say
have a great New Year's if you want. Or
all right.
Not, this will,
I
this
can
will
do
suffice.
That, too. Sometimes I don't get on, though. So if I don't
all
talk
right.
to you on Monday... Have a great New Year's. And
all right, thank you.
2019 is going to be awesome.
All right.
Yes,
thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh.
Happy New Year. 707, you're on.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
That elephant in the room, Ray, would it be the Zimbabwe?
No, that was the president visiting Iraq.
Oh.
We covered that.
How about the Zimbabwe elephant? Nothing you mentioned about it.
Yeah, because nothing has changed. From the banks, from our guys, anything, as far as we know, it's still there. So we're going to have to wait and see.
So all these other gurus are talking about it's going to be done by the 7th or it won't be done. Before that, even you were saying, I think, that if it wasn't done by the end of the year, it wouldn't happen. So I don't know. It sure leaves us kind of in the dark about it. But
we're sharing with you what the committee has said to us.
Yeah.
We're not making those projections or determinations.
No, I know
we're sharing the information.
I understand
that we're being given from a committee source that could very much be pivotal in that decision. At least they would have some knowledge of it. It being true still remains to be seen.
So we just hang on to the future and hope that just keep hoping for it to happen. And thank God for you guys trying to keep us updated on it. Godsend. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Both of
you. All right. Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
All right, you too.
205 area code. You're on.
Hi guys, Roll Tide. Happy New Year. How y'all doing?
All right. How are you?
Okay.
Just two quick things. I'm traveling to North Carolina, so I was driving. So when you were talking about Trump being in Iraq, just to summarize my question. It really has nothing to do with any of this. It was just over there saving face. Is that correct?
It had nothing to do with any of this.
Okay.
No.
And you said that in your opinion, you feel like that when they choose the or supposed to get together and have the vote, the 8th, that this will probably be after that day, in your opinion?
It would probably be, after the 8th. Well, after the 8th, because that's the next vote. I know, again, for the last 4 years, it has been between the 1st and the 15th when they have tried it in January. So that's within that time frame. I know. Right now that everybody is still saying it's all is done. We're just waiting for the announcement, and they're prolonging the announcement until we don't know when. We know back in October, September, November, they told us there was an agreement to have this concluded by the end of the year. So we went through this last year, right before, starting with Black Friday, then Christmas, and then this in-between week right here when they got people all amped up and the banks were all ready and it was supposed to go on the 27th of December, and it didn't. We're not getting any of that this year. We're not getting any of that for this week, Monday, Tuesday. Thanks, none of that is happening. They're not telling the people to get ready over there, none of it. But some people still think it'll happen by Tuesday, so we'll see if it does. We're more likely right back into January at this point, though, is what I see. Could be between that 4th and the 8th or 4th and the 15th is where we're looking at. So we'll see.
Okay. Well, thank you, Ray. Thank you, Tony. Thank you so much for your time. Y'all have a great day.
All right.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right, sir. We can wrap this one up.
Okay, guys, there's not a lot of really good news, but there's no bad news. We're at a stalemate. Everybody's just sitting on their hands right now waiting. That's why they put the date so far out to the 8th. Anything could happen in there, but
There's no announcements being ready. Nobody's being excited. There's nothing being put on the boards over in Iraq telling them to get ready. I mean, they've educated them as much as they need to be educated. They just need to make an announcement. Yes, he's coming over on the 4th, but it's not RV-related so as much as it is about the sanctions in the country going forward. Now, they could talk about the ministers, but I don't know what's on the agenda. We know the vote is for the 8th, scheduled for the 8th. It's the same names, which makes no sense to anybody, because they're saying that they submit the same names, there's not going to be a vote on the 8th. So something's going to have to change between now and the 8th for us even to think that it's a possibility for a vote to happen. Do they need it in order to do the RV? No, it's not a requirement. It's something everybody wants to see, Iran and the U.S., but there's not a written requirement. So we're there. I don't give up every day getting surprised. Just surprise me and do it tomorrow, and I'm happy. But right now, we got between now and the 15th of January, less than 30 days, 20 days to see this thing happen. Okay? All right. Enjoy your weekend. I'm enjoying mine. Nothing happens. We're back on Monday. All you guys at the party, enjoy yourself. And if nothing else, you leave North Carolina the way it was when you came. The way you found it, that's how you leave it. All right? All right, y'all have a good time.
Okay. You know, another thing we want to make sure that you guys keep on your mind, the RV didn't happen before Christmas, and it hadn't happened before now, and it could just be because you're really, really not ready yet. Now, all of us are mentally ready. We want this yesterday. But have we made sure that we've taken care of the other things, something that we can impact while we're still waiting for this special day when it comes? You know, some of you still have to do your family lifestyle planning. Who has to do that? Whoever hasn't. Because all of us need to do it to some degree. You need to have some type of projection of what this money is going to do for you and what you intend to do with it. That means setting budgets based on how much you have, not how much you don't have. You're used to that type of a budget, but you're going to still need to be on one on the other side of this situation from a standpoint of having too much money at your disposal too easy. So you'll have to budget yourself on how you spend and what you spend on. Have you already started mapping that out? Have you looked at, well, I have X amount of foreign currency. It's going to be X amount of rate when we do the exchange. I'm going to have X amount of dollars. What are you going to do with those dollars? How are you going to set up your lifestyle of living based on those dollars? Do you plan to just spend what you have and kill the principal? Or do you plan to live off of the interest? Well, most of us have already said, I plan to live off of the interest. Well, how much interest are you going to be receiving? Have you pre-calculated whatever lump sum you come up with, what would that produce for me on a monthly basis? And that's what you would set your lifestyle on. That's how you will set your new budget, based on what your money is doing for you instead of you doing for it. While we still have time, we can map these out. We can work, crunch the numbers, and do projections so that you'll have some idea of what this foreign currency you're holding is going to do for you in your new life, instead of you waiting until exchange day and now you don't know what the heck to do or how to go about doing it. That's called setting your budget. What about the family allocation? What is that, Ray? Well, that's the family members you plan on giving money to, or currency. Have you mapped out how you plan to do that? Are you going to be exercising the utopian way, or just any old way, or your way? See, there's three different ways: the utopian way, any old way, and then there's your way. And I can't tell you which one is right and which one is wrong, but if you're not sure what utopian means, look it up. that might help you know if you're on the right train of thought on the utopian way, any old way, or your way. Because there definitely is a utopian way of doing that and looking out for family members. Have we mapped out our thoughts on ownership versus control? How much of that do we want to take precedent in our life? All or none. You have to mentally be decided. Am I all in or partially? And I don't know a way to partially be in on an owner versus controller situation. Generally for me, it's all or none. What about your charitable plans? Do you have all that mapped out? Are you planning on having a non-operating foundation in addition to an operating foundation? Well, what the heck is the difference, Ray? You're not ready, if that's your question, because you need to know the difference between those two. And you can look that up, go on the internet, and type in non-operating foundations, type in operating foundations, and read on how those two differ. And all of you should be considering being candidates for a non-operating foundation. And then some of you will be candidates for both, a non-operating and an operating. It all depends on what it is you want to do as part of your charitable plan for the future. Debt management. Have we already assessed how we're going to handle debt management going into our new life? Probably not. Most of you just think, I'm going to pay all my bills, I'm going to cut up my credit cards. That's not debt management. That's you dealing with trash that you had to deal with in your life, and now you want it out of your life. But that's not what I'm talking about when I reference debt management. Some of us are going to knowingly and voluntarily go into debt to acquire certain things that we want. And we're going to let our cash flow from our investments service that debt. So we won't be worried with how we're going to make payments. We're going to be letting our money work for us instead of us working for it. And that working money will handle our debt management so that we will be able to acquire the things that we want, enjoy life, and not worry about time issues. We're going to be using credit as a convenience instead of as a necessity. So these areas you need to be brushing up on if you don't already have it under your belt 100%. And if you said yes to everything that I said, you're ready for this RV. But if you didn't say yes, thank your lucky stars, it's not happening today. That gives you just a little bit more time to focus on these things and try to get your house in order while there's yet still time. And hopefully there won't be too much more time. But some of these subjects that I touched on, if you want to review those, we'll be back on the Sunday morning wrap session. We'll address some of those then. So come with your questions. Be ready. We'll talk about it then. Enjoy your weekend. Those who are on the way, traveling, heading this way, welcome to Wilson, North Carolina. The party kicks off at 7. And, bring your dancing shoes. We might squeeze in a little step or two. And take your Geritol and be healthy. Be ready.
Where's the party at? Where's the party at? Where's the party at?
Where's the party? At the, no, I better not say that because somebody might think I'm serious. I was going to say the convention center in Winston-Salem, but no, I'm just kidding. But anyway, those who are headed this way, we're looking forward to you. Travel safely. We'll see you when you get here. And as far as the weekend, anything pops, guys, be it tonight, tomorrow, whatever, we'll get back in touch with you. We'll text it out, blast it out. We'll get it out to you. And if nothing happens, we'll be back on the 31st with our regular Monday session. Keep believing, because we sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
Make it through it. Oh, I believe.
I want you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide. I believe the promise that He made. Oh, I believe. It's already done.
The blessing is yours. God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
That my God is a healer, yes He is, and I believe that I will survive. Oh, I believe that God is able. Oh, I believe I know He is already done.
The Word tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problems an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
Conference recording, press 1. This session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. and we're out of here.